This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The nation has celebrated its 79th Independence Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi exhorted countrymen to make India self-reliant and take pledge to use only Swadeshi products.
हम मिल करके वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को हर नागरिक के जीवन का मंत्र बनाए भारत में बनी हुई भारत के नागरिकों के पसीने से बनी हुई वो चीजें जिसमें भारत की मिट्टी की महक हो और जो भारत के आत्मनिर्भर के संकल्प को ताकत देता हो हम उसी को खरीदेंगे हम उसी का उपयोग करेंगे
The Prime Minister announced various initiatives in the fields of weaponry, nuclear energy, deep water exploration, along with next-generation GST reforms. To create a powerful weaponry system to thwart any attempt by enemies, the Prime Minister announced that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra. The Prime Minister pointed out that a large share of India's budget still goes toward importing petrol, diesel, gas. He announced that the launch of the National Deep Water Exploration Mission to tap ocean resources alongside major expansions in solar, hydrogen, hydro and nuclear power. Along with this, the PM highlighted India's focus on expanding nuclear energy through private sector participation. Prime Minister Modi announced the launch of a high-powered demography mission. The Prime Minister said the 21st century is a technology-driven century, a nation which masters technology scales the heights of development. He said government has advanced the work on semiconductors in mission mode. The Prime Minister announced the rollout of PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana with an outlay of around 1 lakh crore rupees for the youth of the country. The Prime Minister saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valour and precision of the country's armed forces. He said it was a demonstration of India's defence self-reliance in proving that national security cannot rely on foreign dependence. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realised that the Indus Water Treaty was unjust. Celebrating the remarkable achievements of Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla, who returned from the International Space Station, the Prime Minister announced ambitious plans for India's very own space station, signalling a new era of indigenous space capabilities. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are continuing in Shishwati village of Padar subdivision in Kishtwar district, which was hit by a massive cloudburst on Thursday. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah announced that the death toll in the calamity has risen to 60, while over 100 people are injured. He said efforts are underway to trace the missing persons. Russian President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump today held a crucial meeting at the Elmendorf Richardson military base in Anchorage, Alaska. The US and Russian presidents met for almost 3 hours with their senior advisors to discuss the Russia and Ukraine conflict and other issues. Addressing the joint conference after the meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the central issue of the discussion was the Ukraine conflict. Mr. Putin said that in order to make a settlement lasting and long-term, we need to eliminate the primary causes of the conflict. Putin said he is sincerely interested in putting an end to the conflict and he described it as a tragedy. He said Russia needs to eliminate the primary causes of the conflict and warned Ukraine and Europe must not sabotage talks. Putin described the meeting as a starting point for resolution of the conflict. Speaking at the press conference, Mr. Trump called the meeting extremely productive and added that some things are still to be decided. He said the US and Russia have a very good chance of further progress. US President further added that he'll call NATO allies and others, including Ukraine's Zelensky. South Korea's Foreign Minister Cho Hyeon arrives in New Delhi on his maiden two-day visit to India, during which he is scheduled to attend a number of key engagements besides holding bilateral discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. During his visit, the two nations will discuss ways to boost exchanges and cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu extended warm greetings and wished Indians living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. In a message on the eve of Janmashtami, the president called it a festival filled with joy and enthusiasm. Indian Grandmaster M. Pranesh bagged the challenger's crown despite a setback in the final round, while Vincent Kemur laced her has already a short title in the Masters section with a breezy win over Ray Robinson at the Cornbox Chennai Grand Masters in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.